Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 301. What God created is full of love and light, a befitting home and dwelling place for the Christ within all of us to abide. What I made up, however, is a fearful, empty place that I was constantly attempting to fill up with things that would, in my estimation, add purpose and meaning to my life and justify my existence. Today, I am happy and thankful to realize that what God created me to be is already whole, perfect, and complete, and that is how I now choose to identify myself. Step 302. Remembering the law of polarity, there are always two possibilities when it comes to seeing. I can orient to the left and see with eyes wide open, aligning me with God-like vision filled with beauty. Or I can orient to the right, aligning with the ego, eyes closed to the light, seeing half empty instead of half full. Today, I choose to see with my Creator, turning away from the world I imagined and opening my eyes to the light that is my true home. Step 303. Today is the day that I accept the truth of my being. I no longer try to impose an egoic will in an attempt to overpower God's will. I was created to be God's earthly image, God's love in form, God's holy son. And today, I surrender. I finally cease resisting and open my heart and let the Christ emerge as who I truly am. Step 304. Today I use the four pillars process of guilt, projection, mirroring, and forgiveness to lead me back to God. First, I recognize that I am holding guilt for some past action. Let's use stealing, for example. Next, I project the guilt onto someone else so that he can mirror it back to me by stealing from me. Now, if I accept the four pillars as a viable process, I am made aware of what I'm holding guilt for, and I can forgive it as a possibility for my life. Today, I do accept this process, and as the result of my forgiveness, I see a blessed world instead of a terrifying one.
Step 305. As we know, each of us has a higher self, the Christ, and a lower self, the ego, and it is our choice which one we prefer to identify with. One offers peace, the other offers chaos, and far too often, chaos is preferred over peace because of the specialness one feels when he believes he has successfully dealt with chaos. Peace is not appreciated because it seems to be given and not earned. Today, I choose to accept the gift of peace and give thanks that by God's will, it belongs to me.
Step 306. I can identify as the Christ that God created me to be, or I can identify as the ego that I made up for myself. Today, with heartfelt thanks, I choose to agree with God as to who I am, and as a result, experience a world akin to heaven instead of hell. Step 307. In the seven-step chakra system, numbered from the base at the bottom of the spine upward to the top of the head as 1 through 7 respectively, we note that number 3 at the solar plexus represents the egoic will, and number 5 at the throat represents the will of God. It is my choice which of these I accept as mine and which one I choose to follow. Today, I acknowledge the one true will as that of my Creator. And as a result, for me, only love is present and conflict is impossible. Step 308. Today is the day that I remember that time is completely irrelevant, as now, this holy instant, is all that is real, and only in this present moment do I have the power to manifest anything. Indeed, the past is like a canceled check. The future is like a promissory note. but the present is like cash in hand. Step 309. In Egyptian mysticism, we learn that Amun, the great unseen force, created light, or Ra. Ra then emanated from itself all of the elements necessary for creation. Those elements gave rise to what we know of as the five aspects of man: the higher or Christ self, the Holy Spirit, the oversoul, the ego, and the body. All of those aspects collaborated to emanate God in form, or the human. That emanation is an immaculate, untainted process that lets us know that in fact there is nothing but God downloaded into form. When I think that I could be something other than that, I am severely mistaken. Today, I choose to accept the truth of my identity and thank God that regardless of behavior or circumstances, I remain as I was created, whole, perfect, and complete. Step 310. As we know, based on the law of polarity, there are two opposing places where it is possible to abide. I can side with the ego and be miserable and afraid, or I can stand with God and be blessed with unlimited and unbounded joy. Today, I choose the latter and am thankful beyond measure to have made this intelligent choice.